Today's Your Daily Bible Verse Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailybible to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Acting as God's Chosen Vessels by Greg Laurie, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 1 Samuel 12:24. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things He has done for you. Have you ever tried to get kids to do a job? Maybe you asked them to take out the trash or clean up a mess, but in the process of cleaning, they made a bigger one. It is so much easier to say, "Never mind, I'll just do it myself." Yet, why do you have children help you? It's because you want to teach them responsibility. You want them to be involved in the process. You don't ask children to help you because you need them. The fact is that you don't need them. They need you. When you stop and think about the entire process of evangelism, you may wonder why on earth God chooses to use people to reach people. If I were God, I would roll the heavens away, poke my face through, and say, "Hello, humanity, I am God and you are not. Believe in me now or you will die." Aren't you glad that I'm not God? Or at the very least, if I were God, I would raise up an army of angels to preach the gospel. Wouldn't that be powerful to have an angel of the Lord come to you and declare the truth of Jesus Christ? But I would never use people. They are flawed. They make mistakes. They fall short. They are inconsistent. Sometimes they contradict what they say by the way they live. But God, in His great wisdom, has chosen to use people to reach people. You can hardly find a story in the New Testament where an individual comes to faith apart from the involvement of another person. Yes, it was done through the Holy Spirit, but God worked through a person to bring someone to faith. And today, in the same way, God wants to use us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of our mouth be pleasing to you, and may our hands and feet forever do your work. Amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.